Good morning, Boone's Mill Church of the Brethren. We welcome our family, church family and friends to our worship service. And for you that are visiting, we certainly say a warm welcome to you. We're glad you're here to join us in our celebration. The message this morning is titled, Can You Hear the Rain? Would you agree that every sound carries some sort of message? Isn't that a message of appreciation? Isn't a knock a message that someone is wanting to gain entrance? Isn't that a message of admiration? Do you agree that every sound carries some sort of message? For instance, if your spouse slams the door, it probably carries the message of someone that is angry. Or if your child goes to the kitchen to get a glass of milk and you hear glass breaking, it carries the message that there's a problem. Or if you are a health worker and you hear a person gasping for breath, it carries the message that the COVID-19 virus has disabled another person's ability to breathe. Or if you hear thunder, it carries the message of a storm coming. Sound is simply vibrations in the airwaves that your ears pick up and translate into associated meaning. The sound signals something is coming. I can't see it. I can't touch it. I don't necessarily feel it, but something is on the way. How do I know that the sound signals something is coming this way? A lot of times because it gets louder all the time. The closer it gets, the louder it gets. When a train is coming, which we often experience on Sunday mornings, you hear the whistle before you even see the train. When the siren of a victim of the pandemic is first heard, they're faint at first, but then they grow alarmingly louder at first responder as the first responders are rushing them to the nearest emergency room. And you can know rain is coming by the sound before you feel it falling on your head. In the book of Acts, you read that when a large group of men and women had gathered in the upper room waiting for the promised power that Jesus said God would send them, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Bible says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. You see, first there was a sound. The sound was an indication that something is coming. And then it arrived. Suddenly, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, in our Bible lesson reading that I just read this morning, it says that Elijah looked up to heaven and he shouted, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain coming. And he spoke those words in a place and at a time where there had not been one drop of water from the sky in more than 3 years. He looked up into the heaven. He looked up into the sky without a cloud like we have this morning, and he said, I can hear the sound of rain. Now, why did he say that? What did he hear? He said that because in faith, he could hear a sound that only the Spirit can make. He heard a sound that meant something good is about to happen. The rivers will run again, and the fish will be caught again, and the crops will grow again, and there will be joy again where there has been sorrow. There will be laughing where there has been weeping. And God said to Elijah, he said, announce to the people, it's getting ready to rain. The rain's on its way. And so Elijah announced, I hear the abundance of rain coming. Now, what does this mean to you today? Can you hear the rain? This might mean that somebody listening today to this message will hear the sound of God. That God is sending to you a message, and the message will mean everything. God may be saying to you that there are showers of blessings that are on the way. That help is on the way. That the answer is on the way. That the breakthrough in your life is on the way. There's just something powerful about knowing that God is going to do something good in your life. Knowing that God is sending help your way for you. When we know that God is hearing us and that God is sending help, it lights the fire of our life again. It puts joy in our spirit. It gives us the strength to hold on and to know that we're not alone, that God is with us. I don't know who I'm talking to here this morning who hears the sound of the Spirit today. But maybe you've prayed because you've had some struggles, had some difficulties, had some things in your life that you can't do anything about, but you need a power greater than yourself. And so you've prayed and you've cried and you've confessed and you've called on the Lord. And maybe here today, nothing has changed. And the truth is, maybe it's gotten a little worse. But I come here today to tell you that God's blessings are coming, that the rain is coming, that restoration is coming, that healing is coming, that peace is coming, that joy is coming, because God has already sent it. Even if you don't see it. Like Elijah, he said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. But he didn't see any evidence of it. He didn't see any sign of it. But he said, I can hear it. You see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. There is a sound being heard. It's a victory over the world. It's what the world cannot give. What is that? It's faith that God is with us. Can you hear the sound of the rain? What is the rain sound to you? You see, the rain is God's power visiting your life in whatever area or areas that you are in need, that you are in drought, that you lack, or areas in your life that are broken or that are empty. The rain sound is God taking every plan, and every plot and every scheme and every weapon that the devil has launched at you and turning it around for good. Oh yes, you might be going through some terrible struggles. You might be in some terrible, difficult situations now, but God is even taking that and turning it around for your good. The definition of what is the rain to you is simply answered prayer. God's going to make it rain even before you see it. The rain was on the way, but there was work to be done. You see, Ahab, he went out to grab a meal and to play. But Elijah, he went to pray. For every miracle, every breakthrough, every prodigal who has to come home because they've lost their way, every son or daughter who is delivered from perversion, somebody has to pray. Elijah got himself in the birth position, his head between his knees, the scripture says, and he began to labor in prayer for what he heard in the spirit. Where do you go when you need help? You go back on your knees again in prayer. What's going on in your life? Have you been praying? Elijah sent his servant out to look toward the sea for an answer. You have to get your eyes where God is. You do that by looking into the Word of God. If you want to get your eyes to where God is at work, where God has answer, where God wants to show you the way, you have to be in the Word of God. So Elijah sent out his servant, and his servant returned and he says, I'm looking, but I don't see any evidence of an answer to your prayer. I don't see the rain. But Elijah just keeps on praying. He sends his servant back to look again. And while he sends his servant, Elijah keeps on praying. You just have to keep on praying. You have to keep on praising. You have to keep on confessing. Keep on giving. Keep on singing. Keep on believing. Delay is not a denial. Moses was delayed 40 years before delivering the children of Israel, but he was not denied. Abraham was delayed 25 years before his baby boy Isaac was born, but he was not denied. Joseph was delayed 15 years before rising to greatness, but he was not denied. Lazarus was delayed for 4 days in the grave, but he was not denied. You see, Elijah is praying. He puts his head between his knees. Prayer is serious business, and prayer is hard work. It's not something easy. Elijah's servant has brought back again and again negative reports, but Elijah keeps on praying. Go back to the sea and look again. And which is like saying, well, go back and spend some more time in reading the Word and praying. In other words, delay does not mean denial. Go back to the Word and keep reading and keep praying. And then come and tell me what you see, Elijah says. So on the seventh time, the servant comes back with the report. Behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea. In other words, there was a little sign from the Word that came up to me. A specific word came to Elijah. It was for a specific purpose, for a specific time. All you need sometimes is a word from God that He's sending help. In other words, all you need sometimes is a word from God that help is on the way. Because if you've got a word from God, you can make it through the storm. If you've got a word from God, you can dance in the fiery furnace and not be burned. If you've got a word from God, you can sleep like a baby in a den of lions and not be harmed. If you've got a word from God, you can beat the famine with a little meal and a little oil, and it keeps replenishing itself. If you've got a word from God, you can overcome the coronavirus pandemic, because God will give you safety. If you've got a word from God, you can walk on water. All you need to hear sometimes is a little word from God. It can seem like a small word. That's what happened to Elijah. He was told that the cloud looks like a man's hand. Not very big. It didn't look like much, but Elijah grabbed onto it. There's something about faith that lets us see the greatness in little things. Faith can see a weapon of protection in prayer, in the face of the enemy. Faith can see a meal for a multitude, thousands of people, in just a couple loaves of bread and a few fish. Faith can see a refreshing drink in a room full of empty jars. Faith can see a king in a simple, smelly shepherd boy. The servant saw a little cloud, but Elijah saw more. He saw a river being filled. He saw a ground-soaking, drought-bursting rainstorm coming in that little cloud. I don't care how big the problem may seem to you or how long it has existed in your life, the promises of God come in His timing, and one little word from God can set you free, can change you forever. Jesus said, all it takes is faith. Your faith can heal you. Your faith can set you free. Your faith can change you. Faith is that Jesus is going to bless you. Even a little faith, Jesus said, the size of a mustard seed, if you had that much faith, or that little of faith, you can command mountains to jump in the sea and they will have to go. Can you hear the rain? Right now, the word from God is that the drought in your life is breaking and the rain is on the way. Can you hear the rain? Somebody's listening to this message, and you can hear the voice of God. Your spirit has been dry for so long, and you felt so distant from the presence of God. But the word of God is that the drought is going to be broken. The wind is beginning to blow, and the rains of God's supernatural presence is coming to flood your soul right now. Just open up and let God's Spirit fall on you. Somebody might be listening this morning, and you've been fighting a long battle with brokenness in your life. Something's not right. And God says the rain's coming. There's healing in the air. If you would have faith and open and receive your healing, ask God to send the healing rain. Tell Him you need it. Tell Him it's time. You've been waiting. You've been praying. Well, Elijah, he got off his knees and he told Ahab, I can hear the rain. It's here. The rain is here. Elijah could, he could hear it, but he couldn't see it. And he told Ahab, if you don't get in your chariot and you start out of here, your chariot isn't going to make it off the mountain because the water is going to wash you away. Can you hear the rain? Elijah said, the rain is here. And while Elijah was praying, the scripture said that the wind blew and the clouds turned black and the rain came. Do you hear what God is saying to you? Would you start believing that God is sending showers of blessings for your need today? God is sending help. Even if a lot of people think you're crazy for believing that, get ready, because the drought is over. The rain is here. God wants to send showers of blessings where you need it most. Can you hear the rain? Will you receive God's showers of blessings that are coming here right now, even when you don't see them yet? Pray with me. Almighty God, we are here today because we need Jesus. And we need to hear the message of hope for our life. We need to hear your word. We need a life filled with your presence and your forgiveness. Lord, send your showers of blessings to rain down on us right now. Oh God, I open my life to you. Jesus, thank you for loving me, for knowing everything about me. I need new hope. I need new direction. I need new strength. I need you. Forgive me for looking in all the wrong places to have my needs met. Thank you for creating me, God. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for me. Today, as sincerely as possible, I say, I can hear the rain. I can say, I want you to come into my life. Make me a new person. I want to follow you. I repent and turn my life over to your way from this day forward. Lord, I can hear the rain even before it comes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I pray this in your name. Amen.